This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
Good, Matt. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thanks for taking time this morning. You know, Brandon just kind of alluded to all of this, but just wanted to hear your perspective as the coach. What has been the biggest challenge with not actually having players on the field up to this point and so much uncertainty moving forward?
Yeah, with respect to the players, I mean, it's, you know, one part of me, you know, you get a little bit frustrated because you want to make progress and you want to move the team forward, especially since we haven't been together for some time. You know, that said, I always try and remind myself, and the next minute, hey, understand this is being done for a reason, and I support that. We've got to be smart. I know you guys will have many more questions about what we're doing and not doing with the COVID situation. So it's, you know, it's important that we onboard these players and staff in the right way in a methodical approach here.
Does that make the time once you actually get on the field that much more precious, or do you have to realize that every team is dealing with the same obstacles right now and you maybe can't try and get too much into one thing because that might overload somebody?
No, you're right. It's as coaches, it really challenges us to be sharp and on top of our game. Reps are always important, but how we plan practice, we spend a lot of time on that. Who gets the reps? How many reps? You know, are we challenging the guys enough? Are we putting them into, because of no preseason games, are we putting them into situations that they would have seen in through preseason games? So I think from a planning standpoint, not just with the COVID end of the planning, but also now to your question on the field, there's a lot of planning and we've got to be razor sharp on that end.
Thanks, Sean.
Sure.
Hey, Sean, Sal Majorana. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you too, Sal.
Hey, look, I'm going to kind of follow on what Matt just said there. You know, you're going to coach the hell out of these guys, and every staff in the league's going to do the same thing. But do fans just maybe have to be prepared that when this season gets going, and maybe those first few games for sure, we're not going to see the same type of NFL football that maybe we're used to seeing after you've had a summer of preseason games? Do people need to just lower their expectations about the quality of what we might see at least early on?
Yeah. You know, your question is understandable. That said, I'm not lowering my standards and I don't expect anyone in this building to be lowering their standards. What I've seen so far, Sal, honestly is an unbelievable display of a standard in our building with the effort that's been put in by our ops staff, you know, from leadership on down. We've done a great job. They've done a great job getting our building ready. And I mean, I've been very impressed with the standard that I've seen to this point, and I expect us to carry that through. I'm watching other leagues, to your question, I'm watching other leagues out there play, you know, and you wonder how much of some of the rust is or errors or is or are because of the maybe lack of time together. That said, I think, you know, again, we maintain a high level of expectations and a standard that, you know, we live by here in the building.
Now, if I could follow one quick thing for you personally, is this maybe the greatest challenge you've ever faced as a coach? I'm sure you've had some tough situations, but this one in particular, is this take the cake maybe?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure for a lot of us it does. This is a unique time in our world, and it's a leadership. It's a leadership issue. You know, to me, it's not that we can solve it, but what can we do to solve what we can solve? And so that's a big part of my job and Brandon's job and the leadership in our building here is to solve the riddle every day, you know, and we're doing the best we can. And listen, I don't think anyone's going to be clean through all of this, you know, with the cases, and it's going to continue to, you know, be around as we're being told by medical people. And we've just got to find a way to control the controllables and continue to move our team and our organization forward and hopefully to provide hope to our community and our world here.
Thanks. Thanks, Sean.
Sure.
Hey, Sean, it's Kim Jones. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Kim. Good to see you as well.
Good to see you, and thank you for the time. I have two questions, but I don't think they're complicated, so I'll make them as short as I can. Is there any sense that you could tell your players don't be the Marlins? Because the one advantage football has schedule-wise is it can learn from some of these other sports, and the Marlins do seem to have provided a pretty stark example. And the other would be, I think Stephon Diggs is in the building, so to do a football question here, is there a reaction that the big playmaker has arrived? And I don't know if you've talked to him yet.
Well, I'll take that part of the question first. Yeah, it's good to see Stephon. We saw him yesterday a little bit with the physical. I didn't get much time to spend with him, but it is good to see him. Good to meet him in person and for him to meet his teammates in person and just be around each other, not just Stephon, but our entire veteran, you know, class group, if you will. And so, you know, it's going to be a team effort in terms of how we play and Stephon. We expect him to come in, integrate into what we do and how we do things. You know, we'll make him a big part of what we're doing here. So on the other side of it, you know, the Marlins situation, it's unfortunate. And I think, listen, the reality of our situation is that that could be another team. You know, there could be another situation like that. And we are trying to learn from that situation. And I think we'd be wrong if we didn't try and learn from that situation. So, you know, I don't place blame on them or have any less respect for them and their process because, you know, this is new for all of us, whether it's a sports team in this case or just trying to live our lives. This is new. And sometimes, you know, what I've come across is people aren't sure maybe where they picked it up. And the thing, again, we have to do, and not to sound redundant, is control our controllables and be disciplined in our approach. And, you know, I think even with that, we're going to pick up some positives, and those will be unfortunate, but we want to make sure we support our players and the staff that you know, go through those situations. So, you know, listen, I'm trying to stay healthy too. People think that just because you're a coach or the head coach or, you know, as we've seen, it doesn't discriminate. And because I know someone doesn't mean that they can't give it to me or I can't give it to them. It's again, unique times.
Thank you.
Sure. Coach, good morning. Mookie, Waffle Sports 1080. How you doing?
My man, Mookie. Always good to hear from you, man. Always good to see you.
Yeah, thank you for your time this morning. Now, just diving right into, you know, what Ken was just saying. In your eyes, how efficient has testing been? And, you know, taking the head coach title off, just looking at this roster, what position battle was intriguing the most to you in your eyes?
Yeah, I mean, just the position battles, I think we have many, and that's a credit to Brandon by, you know, creating competition. I think that depth is going to be challenged, though, as we're already seeing across the league. Us no different. We have some guys with conditions that they've come in with, whether it be injury or COVID situation. So, you know, Brandon has had to, at an early point already in camp, you know, start to move a little bit on some things here. So that's going to be an ongoing challenge, and I think it's to be expected throughout the season. So in the first part of your question, Mookie, again, was what? I'm sorry.
How efficient has testing been thus far?
Yeah, I've been very impressed with what the NFL has put into place. Very appreciative as well. I think, you know, they're doing all they can. I think there's obviously been a lot of forethought put into this by Dr. Sills, the medical experts on both sides with the union as well, and really appreciate the leadership in this and the way they've taken initiative. So feel very fortunate that we can get the results back in a timely manner that we've been able to this point. And again, just thinking about, you know, we sometimes work in a little bit of a bubble. Mm. but also very cognizant of and aware of and sensitive to the situation that's out there for other people, you know, and their situations, whether they're going through it or getting tests. And so this is all of us in this together.
Thanks, Coach. Stay safe.
Yeah, you too.
Hey, Sean, Adam Bedini, WGRZ TV. Good to see you. I just had two questions. One, could you get into some of the specifics as to the decision-making process in sending the rookies home last week? And secondly, I know it's been negotiated with the PA, but the extended conditioning time, the threat of, you know, certain types of injuries coming off a condensed or shortened or COVID-affected offseason, if you will, how concerned you are about that and maybe how additionally you'd be trying to manage that situation?
Yeah, you know, I just know that, you know, there's no playbook for this out there, right? I can't stress that enough. You know, when we did send the rookies home the other day, I received multiple calls, as did Brandon, on from people around the league trying to do their research and trying to figure out what we were doing, why we were doing it, and what adjustments we were making. And really for us, and what I can share is just the fact that, you know, we want to be smart. We want to be responsible. And, you know, as I try and communicate to our players and our staff, safety is always number one, that we're not only off the field, but on the field, that we're teaching the right techniques to our players and coaching the right techniques. And so that's not just unique to this season. And so with that in mind, we wanted to err on the side of caution and be proactive and preventative in our approach. And I think we did a good job of that. And I also think it sent a message to our players and our staff that this is real. And we don't want something like this to come up during the season where we have to miss time together. But at the same time, we have to learn through this. We're living through it. And so I also think how we adjust is important. And I wanted to do a good job to make sure we made sure that was known and what we expect in terms of where guys go when they leave here, and that we've got to be all responsible and all accountable to one another when we leave this bubble that we have inside of our building here.
And my second question was just with regard to how camp is structured this year differently with the extended conditioning time. I guess you guys aren't padded until what, the 17th or the 18th. How concerned are you, and maybe how are you trying to additionally manage the threat of injuries, you know, groins, hamstrings, those types of injuries, Achilles, given the nature of this offseason?
Yeah, no, it's real. That's a good point and good question. That, you know, that is a challenge. But the way we're lucky and fortunate is we have a group effort on that every year. So we've got a good sports science department here that I count on and rely on, and a strength coach and his staff, and as well as our medical staff. So we're all hands on deck every year, including this year. So, you know, I think in a somewhat different way this year, the NFL has put those guidelines into place early on because of the situation and circumstances from the spring. And I think it's responsible on their part. They're not tying our hands behind our back. Everyone's in this on the same, you know, on in the same position. And I'm confident that we'll be ready to go.
Thank you.
Sure.
Hey, Sean, Mike Catalano in Rochester. You mentioned the accountability. When they leave the building, it really is on the guys, right? I mean, they have to be accountable. And I was trying to think of a phrase, maybe even peer pressure, in a positive sense, where they're accountable to each other. Because this is a long stretch here. You're going, this could be months, you know, when we get to January. You've got that leadership in the room. Is it even more important that it extends outside the room now so that these guys stay that way?
Yeah, Mike, you know, it's important. You know, we've always talked about it, about winning off the field helps you win on the field. No different this year. Obviously, the challenges off the field are even greater this year because of the situation we're in with the COVID situation. And, it is the one unique thing, as you mentioned, right now for us is that we're in a situation right now where we're not, you know, only playing for a month or only playing for half of the season. And so right now, it could be a long stretch. And because of that, it's really going to be it's really going to test our endurance. It's really going to test our discipline and consistency. And as you mentioned, the accountability issue. I've got to be realistic with it too. I mean, sometimes, you know, we're all human. And so sometimes even I need a break, you know, but I got to take my break in the right way. And so I think you're seeing some of those things that we're all learning from pop up around in other leagues where guys have taken a break and it's come back to haunt them. So, it's a lifestyle adjustment, right? For all of us. We got to continue to distance. We have to continue to mask up and do a good job with it and continue to, you know, obviously wash our hands and all the things that the medical people are talking about. And even with that, there may be, you know, things that still get through the cracks. And that's the part that big picture perspective that I have to keep and being realistic about what we're doing here.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Hey, Coach, hope you and your family are staying safe and healthy. A question for you just about Star opting out and John Feliciano's injury. Who do you expect to help fill in those gaps at defensive tackle and at right guard?
Well, I think at the defensive tackle and really right guard position, Maddie, we have options right now. It's rare that you, even before you step on the field, you lose, you know, one or two players, and that's unfortunate. We certainly respect Star's decision and support him and his family through this. And then it's unfortunate with John's situation. But that said, you know, this is why you bring players in and you try and build with depth, because things like this do happen. It's really honestly the next man up. It's an opportunity for them. I don't want to get into names because there's a lot of guys that we have confidence in around those players and those positions. And then the ones that have been here and new ones we brought in. So I think it'll be a good opportunity for these other players to show us what they've got and to make their mark as well.
Thanks, Coach.
Sure.
Hey, Sean, to follow on Maddie's question there about Star, you've known him for a long time. You prioritized bringing him here as a free agent. Could you just maybe tell us a little bit about how that conversation with him went? And I would imagine that, for him to, to reach that decision probably wasn't easy. And for you as well to hear that, given your relationship with him, what was that like, and how tough is that to go through? Obviously respecting his opinion, but couldn't be easy for either side, I guess.
Yeah, it's not easy. And I know it wasn't easy for Star, either. Those are decisions that just don't happen, very quickly. They take a while to get to, and I appreciate the fact that, he had talked with his family about it for some time, and I also appreciate the communication. I'll keep the content of the communication between Star, myself, and Brandon at this point with respect to Star's privacy. And we certainly understand where he's coming from. And I think at the end of the day, I've had as a man and a husband and a father conversations with my family, this is what's going on in our world. What is our decision as a family? Are you okay with dad? And in this case, the husband leaving to go to work, knowing that I can't guarantee that I'm not going to get the virus. And so we had similar conversations and obviously I decided to come into work and so it doesn't make me any different than Star. He obviously decided not to, and we support that. But I think these are all responsible decisions and conversations that we need to be having. I can tell you this, I'm very, like I said before, Jay, it's really been to me a great example of, again, our standard. When I came into this building, and I was in over the summer and in the spring and things, I wasn't a normal summer, I can tell you that, in terms of vacation wise, but so I've been around it. but to see it now executed at such a high level, you know, I think in the care that all the staff, not just the coaches, I'm talking about the ops staff, the equipment staff, the trainers, you know, the cafeteria staff and what they're doing. And it's just it's really got to be all hands on deck. And you just watch how meticulous everyone is being in terms of trying to keep everyone healthy, right? And I think it's really, and I'm not just talking about keeping players healthy, I'm talking about keeping staff healthy. Everyone I just mentioned, you know, I feel like I have a responsibility to them to try and keep them healthy as well. And so we talk about it, safety being number one, now we got to live it, you know, and walk the walk. Again, doesn't mean we're going to be 100% on it. I think with what's going on in our world, that'd be foolish to take that to have that mindset right now. But I also believe that, you know, we're going to do our darndest to do a great job with it.
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean. Josh Reed. Good to see you as always.
You too, Josh.
What's the biggest challenge? We haven't talked to you since the preseason games were called off. What's the biggest challenge in knowing that you're not going to get those four opportunities, in particular to see a group of rookies that were drafted and undrafted?
Yeah, I was thinking we could get maybe some of you guys to come out and just suit up for a day, and we'll just see if we can't get like an inner squad, maybe the Bills versus the media type of game. You know, if you guys are up for it.
So I heard. I don't think you want to see any of us in pads and helmets.
I heard you were a pretty good player back in the day,
yeah.
Matt.
Yeah, you heard incorrect.
Yeah, we get you, Jay. You know, a couple of other people out there.
Yeah, look at Vic. Vic's got maybe, the old leather helmet. He's ready to go.
Maybe yeah. Vic will put Vic out there. You can coach the other side. I'll coach the Bills. You coach the other side, and then I'll just question every call you make. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
No preseason games, you know. I mean, you know, when I first heard that, and I think just understanding why is important, and trying to educate myself and listening on what the reasons were, you know, as a coach, again, you got 32 head coaches, like 31 other head coaches like myself, that there's like, oh, why are we doing that or whatever. But the more you were living through this, the more I've listened to the why, I understand. I would like to have preseason games, but it's been done before. Maybe always in the NFL, but colleges do it or something similar every year. So, you know, I've reached out to a couple college coaches, my college coach that I played for, and he certainly had a lot of success. So we've got a lot of smart people in this building also that have come from a lot of different backgrounds that can help. And, you know, again, I'm confident that we'll adjust. I'm confident that our players will adjust, and we'll have a good plan in place here to get our team ready to go.
Just to kind of follow up a little bit, is there a chance you'd do a little more scrimmaging, a little more kind of live action, you know, down distance, just basically a scrimmage?
Yeah, I mean, we've got to be – that's, you know – John Wooden has always talked about planning 2 hours to prepare practice. And I think that's, you know, the longer I've been in this position, I think that's, you know, he was ahead of his time, because that's real. And the planning part of this, you know, really in two pieces, it's the COVID planning piece that's every day. And then it's the, you know, time on the grass is that we've got to have a really good plan and be adjustable through it, Josh. So yeah, I've got to make sure that I find all the data I can to expose our players to game situations, live situations, to get them ready to go. And our players have been great, man. They've adjusted and they haven't blinked, honestly. And certainly, look, they're human too. And that's sometimes what people overlook from time to time. These guys are human. They have families, and as we've already discussed, and so they're trying to balance staying healthy and also being the best version of themselves also. So it's a team effort.
Thank you, Sean.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean, Thad Brown in Rochester. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
Sure, Thad. Good to see you.
You too. Brandon just laid out for us what the rules are going to be for if you claim a guy during the season, that if you bring somebody in on a Monday, there's a number of test days that have to be accounted for, and you really can't get that guy in the building until Friday or maybe even Saturday. Is it even feasible to play a guy who's only contact with the team theoretically could be virtual that week.
Yeah. I mean, that's the situation we're in, you know. Take the head coach hat off for a second here. I think that's the real part of this. And that's also the challenge. And as I said before, you gotta be a solver of problems every day as a head coach, and to put the, you know, cap back on, that's really what, in a lot of ways, from a leadership standpoint, this job is solving problems. And I can tell you, I've had my hands full, as has Brandon. That's, and leadership, Terry and Kim have done a great job of solving problems to get our, to get us ready to go and to allow us to come in the building like this. And man, we have a great building that sets up. If any other, you know, building sets up for this, it's ours, just in terms of the space we have, the land we have. So we feel grateful for that. And, you know, it's the reality of the situation is there's going to be some not ideal sets of situations and circumstances. And we can't blink, honestly. And our coaches, I thought they were the first wave of the people in with a couple of our scouts. And I thought that they did a great job. You know, Brandon's done a great job. And so it's, I can tell you from very early in the morning, the communication starts rolling through very late in the evening. The communication continues just to make sure that from one day to the next that we're adjusting and we're communicating and we're giving ourselves a chance to get ready to go. Because when we kick it off against the Jets, and I'm sure they're thinking the same thing, no one's going to care, you know, what we've gone through at this point. And so we respect that, and we've got to be ready to go. That's the professional side of this sport and this game.
And quick follow-up with John Feliciano. Can you provide any details on the injury? Is it left or right pec? Is it anything about when it happened? And I think more importantly, is there any consideration for him going on a PUP or some sort of reserve list?
Yeah, I think Brandon hit on some of that I'll just leave it at that. You know, we're just going to take it one day at a time right now. And we've got to get through a whole stack of COVID things we got to talk about. Then I can talk to Brandon about John and his situation. But honestly, we'll just leave it at that. And we'll update you guys as we go here.
Appreciate it, Sean.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Sean, John Scott. Good to see you.
Good to see you, John.
You mentioned the space and how you've been able to utilize it. Can you kind of describe and take us through how you've had to readjust the spacing of things from the locker room and all of that and kind of paint a picture for what it looks like?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I don't like to use the word different. I think that's a negative type of mindset. I think, you know, we've adjusted it, and I'll give Kim a lot of credit. She, you know, whatever we needed to do to make this a healthy environment, you know, or the healthiest we can. And that's, you know, that's a big piece of again, their commitment and their leadership, Terry and Kim's. And so we're fortunate. And I don't know how many teams have these options, but we have an outside option with meetings outside where we can get inside of tents where the air is blowing and we're, you know, certainly spread out. And then if weather doesn't permit that, then we can move to some rooms that we have that are bigger size meeting rooms where we can get 6 feet apart and mask, and certainly with masks on still, and try and stay as healthy as possible. And if that then doesn't work, then we can kick the guys to virtual. And so having those options, I can tell you as a head coach, man, it just makes life a whole lot easier. And I think the players, when they walked in here, were able to then see, hey, listen, this organization has they care about my health and my safety. You know, it's one thing to say it, but for the players to walk in and see the amount of work that's been put in to adjusting, you know, I think it just speaks volumes about leadership, ownership, and the culture that we have here. I really do. And that's because of the people that we have and their commitment to and their dedication to being the best.
Thanks.
Hey, Sean, Heather Prusak here. Thanks for doing this. Hope you're staying safe. Good to see you. You know, you're talking about that media versus the Bills. If you want to add my dog, he could play wide receiver or running back. You know, he might make a good option for those positions.
Yeah,
if
I love
you're
it.
Interested.
We should probably do that at some point. Like maybe I'm going to just have the Bills versus the media in a flag football. And if you have a dog that can play or any other animal that can play, out there, we'll line them up, and that'd be pretty cool, right?
Love it.
I just want to know, who would coach, Heather? Who would be the who would you nominate to be the coach that I can question on all of his or her calls and all that type of and all their decisions?
John Scott, because I want you to just grill him.
Way to throw him out there.
It's my job. That's right. Brandon was talking about how during a team meeting, you wore a mask the entire time to, you know, send a message that this is real and, you know, the how to properly wear it, things like that. Obviously, when, you know, you guys aren't in a bubble like the NHL or the NBA and, you know, you can't control what these players do when they leave the facility, I guess, you know, how are you guys making sure that when they do leave and go off to their families or whatever, that they're still taking the proper precautions and all of the right safety measures, you know, when they're not at the facility and with you guys?
Yeah. And as we sit here right now, Heather, I wish I could say that we're going to be 100%. I don't know, you know, I'm being realistic here. I don't know if that's being realistic, but we're going to do the best that we can. And so we, you know, listen, we really haven't, the cool part of this to an extent is we really haven't had to change our messaging. We, as you know, we talk a lot about accountability. We talk about respect for one another. We talk about love for one another, positive energy, you know, you name it. Every decision that I make as a coach, every decision that every teammate of mine and every person in this building, which we're all teammates, make has got to be, you know, with so much love and appreciation and respect for everyone else's health and safety that we're not going to let each other down. And that to me is the sign of a real team, that every decision I make, I have so much love for you and your family that every decision I make on the field, off the field, that I'm not going to let you or your family down. And that's, I mean, to me, we talk about that a lot, and that's to me also true in this case. When I go home, when I leave here, you know, I'm trying to do the same, and so I've got to hold myself accountable, and I've got to model that. Even with that, doesn't mean that I may not catch it, or someone else may not catch it. So, but we've got to hold each other, and it's a leadership issue, as I said before. As I said to the players, you can't be afraid to speak up. And then the people that get held accountable, there can't be tension about it. Hey, if I'm with Derek and he's not masked up, I have to say, Derek, back up or mask up, you know, and that's the reality of our situation. And it's no different outside of our building. And that's honestly, that's the what I've experienced in public is the peer pressure part of feeling like I'm being rude to someone to tell them, hey, back up. And I know there's differing opinions of that out there, but I think we all as a world and as a society, and in this case, have to get used to saying, hey, look, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I'm just trying to keep myself, my family, and improve our situation in our country right now.
And when you look at the situation that's happening with Major League Baseball, you know, how do you have to kind of push those thoughts out of your mind that, you know, with what they're going through, like that there's a possibility that, you know, maybe you don't play a full season. Just how do you kind of have to push those thoughts and keep those from creeping up in your mind?
Yeah, that's the mental toughness part of it. You've got to be able to compartmentalize. My wife always says that she thinks I do a good job of being able to compartmentalize more than most people. And I think that's true in this case. Look, as a coach, I've just been wired to, I focus on what I can focus and control. And then I'm getting myself ready to go and our team ready to go. And And we'll let the other people that make those decisions handle those decisions.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.